What other trials are you running right now?
We have completed trials BCRG01 through BCRG07. Now, the most interesting ones that are currently going are BCRG005. Obviously, there's a question whether one needs to combine chemotherapy drugs together in the adjuvant setting to get the maximal effect. If you look across the spectrum of cancer in general, sequential monotherapy is not usually a curative approach. So I know that history is dictated with Taxol, since we couldn't combine it safely with anthracyclines, that sequential therapy became, you know, the standard of care in some senses. But with docetaxel, there isn't that pharmacokinetic interaction with taxotere and adriamycin. So the combination, TAC, is now being compared to AC followed by taxotere. And this study had 3,000 patients. It completed accrual, and we are just waiting for mature data to know whether 6 cycles of TAC is different in terms of efficacy to 4 cycles of adriamycin cyclophosphamide followed by 4 cycles of taxotere. So that's 005.
And that's very similar to the NSABP study.
It's similar, but in my own biased opinion, I think it's better, because the NSABP study looked at 4 cycles of adriamycin and taxotere and cyclophosphamide. So their TAC regimen was only 4 cycles. And if you look at the overview, in general, the most effective adjuvant regimens tend to be anthracycline-containing 6-cycle regimens. It's a bit of an open question whether AC times 4 is equivalent to perhaps FEC 100 times 6. There's an NSABP study addressing that currently. But in general, the most effective trials that have beaten CMF have been 6-cycle anthracycline-containing regimens. So from that basis alone, we prefer the 005 design. But it will provide a nice comparator. The NSABP has adopted TAC really as their standard regimen in their upcoming node-positive trial, which is comparing TAC to AC followed by Taxol, all given dose dance. And the third arm on that study is AC, Taxol, Gem, all dose dance as well.
And in that, the TAC is 6 cycles?
And in that, the TAC is 6 cycles. So I think this is a nod to the strength of the BCIRG001 data, that TAC, especially when you give it with G-CSF, is well-tolerated, and it's effective. And it's hard to argue that it's not an acceptable standard chemotherapy option now.